So I just started watching it, and I'm on episode Destroyer of Worlds. And let me tell you about it. In the show, they have an item they put on top of their head right here, and it turns their reality into a game, but it still feels real, smells real, tastes real, everything. So in this episode, there was an eclipse, and that's what the point is right now. And everything that happened after the eclipse reminded me of my dream that I had. I posted this, it's pinned to the top of my page. Of course, it's not exactly like my dream, but the correlation is crazy.
So before I keep going with these voice notes that I'm adding to this episode, I do, this guy, you can't see it, obviously, it's a video, but he wrote down his dream and then shared it onto TikTok. Now, just over a year ago, I had a dream. Actually, my friend Carissa that's on the podcast, she's been on here many times. I shared it with her because she was in my dream, and basically, in my dream, her and I are walking outside. It's completely dark, like pitch black dark, not like a normal nighttime. And I look up to the sky and I see all these lights and just crazy chaoticness in the sky. It was scary as hell. And I looked at her and I said, "Oh my God, do you see that?" And she didn't respond to me right away. And I'm like, "Hey, do you see that?" And she looks at me and she says, "It's happening." And I said, "What's happening?" And then she like ran away into this back part of this building, and I'm trying to follow her and find her. And then she comes out and I'm like, "What's going on?" And she's like, we got to get out of here. We got to go. And I woke up and I was like petrified, because in the sky, it was like all these crazy beaming lights, purple, orange, red, like fireballs, just crazy. Anyways, I'm going to continue with this video. CERN has caused a lot of conspiracies over the years, but this is an article. This is from March 28th, 2024, so current. It says, CERN to test world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. Okay, and then the other article reads, and this is about the NASA. So NASA will launch three sounding rockets during the total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, to study how Earth's upper atmosphere is affected when sunlight momentarily dims over a portion of the plane. So the APEP sounding rockets will launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia to study the disturbances in the ion sphere created when the moon eclipses the sun. The sounding rockets have been previously launched and successfully recovered from White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico during October 2023 annular solar eclipse. So they have been refurbished with new, everything new, and they're going to be relaunched in April 2024. So I guess this is happening on the day of the eclipse, which everyone has, you know, their thoughts and everything about it. I've been saying it, they're making a huge deal about this. All right, so let me pull up another video for you guys. Hold on one.
Okay, we need to talk about the show Three Body Problem, which just aired today on Netflix on 321. I have been tracking the release of the show since December of 2020 because of what I'm about to tell you right now. This is Lin Chi, a 39-year-old video game mogul who spent a ton of money to buy the rights to the Chinese sci-fi novel The Three Body Problem. This book became an unexpected best-selling hit worldwide. It won the Hugo Award for Best Novel, which is one of the biggest awards you can get in science fiction. Mark Zuckerberg to former President Barack Obama are part of the book's loyal fan base. So when Lin saw this incredible popularity, he bought the rights to the book because he saw the potential for the story to go worldwide.
So I'm just going to stop that video right there. So you notice how she says Barack Obama is like a huge fan? And it's kind of funny how some of the latest episodes we talked about Barack Obama producing the show The Day the World Ends, I think, or Leave the World Behind. I get them all, the sci-fi movies, switched up. But Leave the World Behind with Ethan Hawke and Julia Roberts. So Barack Obama was involved in that one, too. So this Three Body Problem Netflix show is like some crazy fucking shit. There's so many conspiracies spiraling about it. I'm only on like the fourth episode and it's fucking insane. It's super nerdy, like beyond my brain expansion at times. An executive who worked on the Three Body Problem show was sentenced to death for fatally poisoning the show's producer. The Three Body Problem is a story by a Chinese science fiction author, Liu Xiang, whatever. The first novel in the remembrance of the Earth's Past trilogy. So the series portrays a fictional past, present, and future wherein Earth encounters an alien civilization from nearby system of the three sun-like stars orbiting one another. A representative example of the three-body problem in orbital mechanics. The show based on this novel is on Netflix and is about a fatal decision in the 1960s. This happened in China that echoes across space and time to a group of scientists in the present, forcing them to face humanity's greatest threat. This series has become very popular, very fast, with many viewers. And like I said, a lot of people are talking about it within each other, social media platforms. I mean, I've already texted people about it. And, you know, have you seen this show? Have you, you know, even on the phone, talking on the phone, have you started watching the show? What do you think about it? So, Yuzu Games executive was handed a death sentence for the murder of the producer of the show. The Shanghai First Intermediate People's Court found Zhu Yao guilty of fatally poisoning Lin Qi, who was dubbed China's billionaire millennial, the New York Times reported. Yuzu Games, which Lin founded in 2009, owns the rights for all adaptations of the sci-fi bestseller, including stage, animated, and the Chinese language series Three Body, which premiered last year. So Zhu's sentence of capital punishment was handed to him March 22nd, the day after the series created by the Games of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss and Alexander Wu. They showed it on Netflix And yeah, so this has all happened. And I thought this was recent time, but this was in 2020, I believe. All right, so Lynn, who is credited as executive producer on the series, died on Christmas Day 2020. Yep, so 2020, at the age of 39. 10 days after he ingested a beverage that Zhu had laced with poison. Four others fell ill as a result of Zhu's poisoning drinks in the Yuzu offices between September and December in 2020. But they did not end up dying, according to the court documents. Excuse me. So, only the one passed away, unfortunately. So one of the victims was Zhu's replacement as the head of subsidiary that controlled business related, angles, the business stuff, to the sci-fi book series. Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. Like, when I seen this article on Google, I actually text messaged it to my husband so I could, because I knew I wanted to do an episode on this. Because I've been kind of like getting into the show, but I thought this was like recent time. Like, I didn't realize this was, you know, like 4 years ago. So basically, to recap the show, it's a bunch of science nerdy stuff. There's like a game, like a VR that's introduced in the game, and the VR is so realistic that the players can smell, taste, they can feel the wounds that are inflicted on them. It's crazy. And it's about, like, I guess, like, a CERN-like company, right? And all these different scientists and a solar eclipse-type deal that's, like, catastrophic, like we already talked about. And in the movie, I'm sorry, in the show, it shows the date 4/9. And our friend, Mr. 420, you know, round of applause for him, Mr. 420, he's been on here. I do want to get him back on here soon. He's very busy, though, on his platforms. But he's made many videos about this show. And the first video he made, he was like, you guys, watch this fucking show. It's crazy. And he shows the scene that in the sky, it shows, like, this alien-like high-tech civilization sending messages, you know, almost like a Morse code to Earthlings, if you will, these scientists, showing 4/9, and he made a controversial video, like, what do people think? Some people said, well, the eclipse is supposed to be 4/8, so who cares about 4/9? And Mr. 420 goes in and, you know, kind of explains, well, that's the day after. And there's been, like, a lot of different things being talked about this show in correlation of our eclipse this year. It's wild, and it's really devastating what happened to the producer. But yeah, I would love to know what everyone thinks. Have you guys started watching it? Are you done with it? I was planning to be done with the show already, like, you know, finish it. It's looking like it's going to be more like next week. This week has been extremely busy already, and it's only Tuesday. well, now it's almost Wednesday, but yeah, so I do plan on finishing that. So, you guys, if you have any suggestions or you want to talk about the show or tell us what you guys think about it, you can always reach us at ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. Again, that's ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. Also, you can listen to Strange, Deranged, Beyond Insane on any platform that you listen to your podcast. Main one is Spotify. It's free. You can listen to it on Amazon Music. There's iHeart, Apple, anywhere you guys listen. Also, if you look up Strange, Deranged, Beyond Insane, it will show my TikTok and some of my videos. You guys are more than welcome to reach out to me on TikTok. I've met a lot, you know, talked to a lot of people on there, and I have a few that I have lined up that I want to get on the podcast and interview. So thanks again, guys, for listening, and tune in.